with many of Ion's ideas. They are identical to many of the concepts conveyed by the shamans of ancient Mexico in the writings of Carlos Castaneda. They discuss the fact that humans are magical creators who create the world around them in every moment, whether they know it or not, by default.
That's correct. Good.
Humans create through a force called intent, through relax and allow, or inner silence.
Well, inner silence just means you stop fighting with yourself in the labyrinth of your mind. So that's a little edgy. But if you could change the silence part and have it interplay with the thought processes that you allow to flow through the labyrinth of your mind, if you could say that is inner silence, we're okay with that. Good. Otherwise, everybody gets them a little kumbaya mat and they turn around and start mediating hours and hours and hours of the day trying to quiet their mind so they don't think a thought that's going to cause a creation that's not going to serve the world as a whole from your meditative states. That's mediation. That's what you do when you're crosswise and you're trying to work it out. You're trying to solve it, come to some conclusion. So if the silence makes a place for mediation, forget it. How's that working for you so far? But if you're talking about inner silence is the way you have the conversation of your number 1-3-2-1 process that allows you to redefine and qualify the creation that you're trying to bring into your reality, and you're picking what color and how it's going to be and how big you want and how much you want. If that's inner silence, okay, great. You have to mediate something out to the point of what you can allow in your meat sack body by stretching yourself and contorting yourself. Although in the form of coitus, many of those positions are very delicious. We'll give you that. But that ain't the point they're trying to bring up here. They're trying to, by denying the human body through the existential process of fine-tuning and honing the meat sack, is supposed to whip the mind into shape. And we say, happy good luck with that, because without any power, the best you're going to get is real limber.
Carrying on, the ultimate goal of these shamans was to reach the, quote, totality of themselves, similar to Ion's concept of bringing the physical and non-physical together.
Yes.
To achieve this, shamans first must be detached or have unhurtable feelings.
Absolutely.
But maybe
it's the same for all of you. Your feelings become unhurtable, then you stop running around with this chip on your shoulder and you quit worrying about what everybody else thinks about what you think, and you get so busy pleasing and delighting yourself that the world all of a sudden becomes a euphorically blissful, wonderful, delightful, delicious experience without fail or exception. And all this other crap that anybody that ends up being invading through every other war and rumor of war, flood, mudslide, earthquake, no wonder your earth is responding in kind. You're getting yourself in such a way that it's no wonder that the tsunami may wash you away, the earthquake may swallow you up, and the volcano may cook you in your own soup.
People might wonder, how do I become detached? How do I have unhurtable feelings? Is there a simple thing?
Yeah. Love is a force field. Force field contains emotions. Get so busy, be a selfish, marvelous creator, and don't get involved in everybody else's crap, and then you won't have to feel bad because you're swimming in crap. Get busy with your own happiness and deliciousness. Now, we're not saying you can't hug or give an embrace to your brother, but you certainly don't have to take them to raves and listen to all their problems, because you can't manifest in someone else's reality. It'll bite you in the butt every single time. Anyway, try it. News at 11, you can find out. So-and-so was trying to help so-and-so, and they murdered them and stole their money and running. All this kind of business when you're just trying to let them use the telephone or whatever you're trying to do. Stop getting involved in all everybody else's crap. And the world ain't broke, and it ain't your job to save it. The world ain't lost. You can't straighten it out for all of them. You can't hardly straighten it out for yourself till you come into your place of power. But when you do, but you'll notice without fail or exception that the cares of life will grow strangely dim. Won't be eradicated, but they'll be so dim you won't notice. Any more than a jackrabbit running through your backyard, you may see it and enjoy it. That jackrabbit may be eating on your geraniums. Now you got a jackrabbit eating geraniums, but he'll do it in such a way where you can't even see it. And that geranium is so delicious, it'll just make more geranium. And that rabbit can just eat a little bit and be all just fine, and on we go. And it's not a problem. It's not a deal breaker, and you don't have to set up late to watch what World News has to say regarding the influx of these monster jackrabbits that are consuming geraniums all across the globe. And we will call Greenpeace, and they'll be on the way. And if you plant geraniums and you start harboring these master jackrabbits that are running around destroying everything, you will be classified as a terrorist, and we will send you to Guantanamo Bay, and the water treatment will be intensive.
Then the shamans must solve the three riddles. One, the riddle of the mind, in brackets, like the labyrinth of the mind he has in brackets. Two, the riddle of the heart.
The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart, yes. The only riddle there is why it's in a sac, why it's in the pericardium. That's the only riddle. It's actually the only one of the only organs that operates outside of the body, inside the body. That's the riddle. Have something outside your body, inside your body, that operates every part of your body, which is totally disconnected. The pericardium in the heart.
So the riddle of intent would be the riddle of the chicken and egg of your own will?
No. Intent. What are you going to allow in your middle kingdom? What are you going to let in the tent? In the tent, you're out of the tent. So therefore, if you're going to have an angstrom degree in a field, then you get to get in the tent and zip it up. And if you won't allow that into your middle kingdom, then that's out of the tent. And that's the only riddle. It's what you let in. That's how you separate your looky box from your now experience. It's about moving from outer kingdom to middle kingdom.
Middle kingdom.
In the tent, or it's not in the tent.
Lorenzo continues, they describe traveling to other worlds, worlds in quotes, with the whole physical body through the force of their intent.
That's right, middle kingdom. Good.
They also agree with Ion's statement that we all commit suicide.
That's correct. There's no other way out. You don't have to go. Good.
But they would say we intend our own deaths.
Well, you do.
Did all the Nagwals, or shaman leaders of Don Juan's lineage, transition to other worlds instead of going to the Guff?
They did, every single one of them.
Could you address where the Nagwals, Elias, Julian, Juan, Carlos, the Witches, and the Blue Scout, transitioned to?
Okay, 1640, 9511, 4428, 6532, 7744, 3916, 5520. Yeah.
Do any of the worlds, these numbered worlds, look like our world?
Most of them do, yes.
What about the aspects that doesn't look like our world?
There are anomalies. There are anomalies, and different worlds engage different things. For example, some worlds you go to, you may just run around and can't see the sun for all the dirigibles floating about.
Do they have cold fusion in some of these worlds?
They do.
Point three, the shamans of Mexico ultimately wanted to, quote, burn with the fire from within.
Yes.
Unquote, or move to other worlds with their whole being. According to you, I guess Ion, it is possible to permanently move to other worlds without the physical body.
No, you could, but you won't enjoy it. You want to take your meat sack body.
What are the ramifications of movement with and without the body?
Okay. Without the body is your astral projection mode, and that's okay, but if you push against that, you'll wake up in the morning like you've been chopping wood all night, and it won't serve you very well. So if you want to go with it, you can, but if you're going to permanently move, you'll enjoy all your stuff. Just as if you moved here on this plane, you move somewhere else and leave all your stuff somewhere else, then you got to get another toothbrush, you got to get more underwear, you got to get more cookie dishes, you got to do all these things. Well, if you're going to move, take your stuff with you. You'll enjoy it better.
Point four, the tenant, in quotes, or death defier, was an ancient shaman from thousands of years ago who became part of Don Juan's group. He, or should I say it, could change between male and female like changing clothes. Is the tenant, this shaman, still in this world?
You are the tenant, a tenant. You could be a tenant in a house anywhere. There are lots of tenants in houses, and the tenant that they're using here is the embodier of the power that is imbuing the temple. That's all they're saying, and you are, and you are.
The question
is, know it or not, you still already are.
Right. The question is the tenant still in this world, or did he go to another or the Guff?
You all are tenants, David or otherwise.
There was no tenant. It was a metaphor for
the temple.
Point five, Don Juan would incessantly insist that man's predicament was founded in his self-pity.
Kudos.
Or as I would say, in feeling less than.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy for this power that we already have.
Would you agree then that the solution to man's problems here at this timing would be all solved if he could eradicate his self-pity?
We don't like it that way. We'd say it would be eradicated if the human creator could come into their power that they already have. Because we're not going to activate pity that you've got to get over. Your power and the pity will go by the wayside. If someone's going to have a party, you can be pitied for having the party. But if somebody invites you to a pity party, you're likely not going to RSVP.
Point six, are you, Ion, an inorganic being?
You don't know what organic means, so how can we describe if we're inorganic? Oh, okay. Then put a sticker on us and we'll be. A lot of this stuff that you're putting stickers on ain't no more organic than genetically engineered food. We take deference with the word organic. So inorganic, if you don't know what it is, how can you be absent of it and have a variegated difference of which one it was to be and is? So you got to clear up what organic is, and then we'll tell you if we're inorganic or not.